At one time, Apple products were known for being beloved by artists and other creative professionals, but that's changing now. I'm Jefferson Graham with USA Today. You're listening to Talking Tech. I know somebody very close to me that just switched from Apple to Windows after 15 years, and in one word, it comes down to touchscreen. Sam Graham, tell everybody why you picked up a Surface.
Well, I'm an animator, and having touchscreen functionality was very important to me. Most of the laptops do that now, but the Surface and Microsoft as of late has been focusing on creatives and creative people, which was something that Apple used to do, creative professionals, that is, and that won me over.
Okay, what was it about the Surface versus another type of computer?
Portable, convenient. The biggest thing is that the stylus has pressure. It's pressure sensitive, so you can make really great works of art with it. It's definitely a Wacom replacement.
Okay, that's the Wacom tablet that a lot of artists use to plug into their computer and draw on a tablet. You like to be, I believe you bought the computer so that you could only walk around with one piece as opposed to two.
These artists, animators and artists like to use Cintiqs. I think it replaces the Cintiq because you can draw right onto the screen, and any professional animator who's doing 2D animation loves to work that way.
Okay, which Surface did you pick up?
Surface Pro, because it's so small and convenient, and I love to take my computer with me and go around. I think the Surface Book is also a good option if you don't care about weight.
Okay, so you spend about $1,500 for this, right? Is that correct?
Thereabouts.
Okay, what would the Apple equivalent be for the same specs, do you think? Because you were looking at buying a new MacBook Pro originally.
I don't think you would be able to find anything for under $2,000.
How do you feel about using Windows again after all these years?
From what I hear, Windows 10 is a lot better than the other versions. I haven't used them, but it seems relatively easy to use. There's definitely glitches and things that are annoying that I had come to take for granted not to have to deal with Macs, but all in all, getting that touchscreen functionality and being able to make artwork directly into Photoshop and all the Adobe programs is really valuable for someone like me with Macs. If you bought an iPad, you wouldn't be able to use any of these programs.
Right, you use Photoshop Lite, which wouldn't work for you.
Doesn't work for professionals. I wish that Apple would pay attention to professionals again and make stuff for us, but it seems like iPhones and iPads are what they're valuing, and many people, myself included, think that the new MacBook Pro was a jump the shark moment for them.
Why?
No touchscreen. We all want touchscreen, and we're just scratching our heads as to why they won't put that in.
Okay, well, tell everyone where they can see the cartoons that you're producing in the coffee shop on the Surface Pro.
Yes, coming to you from Whole Foods and other Starbucks. You can see these cartoons on YouTube, and my channel is called Hey Sam Graham, as in, hey, how's it going, Sam Graham?
Well, good luck in Japan, and have fun with the new computer. For USA Today, in Los Angeles, Jefferson Graham.